This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then I give you an honest first impression based on my 14 years of podcasting experience. And today we're listening to a show from somebody I met at DC Podfest. It's called Mike the Mime, the podcast. So yes, a mime with a podcast. So I kind of like that just in general because it's like, wait, what? Mimes are those guys that don't make any noise. The description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts, they listen to Mike and his friends as they try to make sense of a world turned upside down. Warning, Mike the Mime is intended for immature audiences. I will say one thing. This is bonus content. Your episodes are Mike the Mime, episode 101. Mike the Mime, episode 102. That is a tremendous waste of your title because I don't know what's in that. And also, I see Mike the Mime in episode 101. And if I look up about an inch and a half, I see Mike the Mime. So you don't need to put the name of your podcast in the episode title because, well, I can already see that. The website is actually kind of cool looking. If you go to MikeTheMime.com, some really nice cartoon work there. And we're going to listen to it right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and it goes a little something like this.
Right. Action 69, crime reporter Margo Montgomery is live and on the scene. Margo, what do we know tonight?
Chuck, what began several months ago as a reign of terror against local street performers ended today in a bloodbath at a child's birthday party in this otherwise quiet suburban neighborhood. The three alleged members of KAB, the Coalition Against Buskers, were gunned down during a botched kidnapping attempt of this man, known only as Mike the Mime. KAB's penchant for the kidnapping and torturing of clowns, mimes, jugglers, and other street performers led to a massive local and federal manhunt of these three men, whose artistic jihad held many in the busker community fearing for their lives.
Our business is tough enough without having to constantly look over your shoulder, wondering if you might be next. What they did to Pippo the Clown was inhuman!
Now it's disgusting what these animals are doing. I bet they're f***ing Muslims.
That artistic jihad ended in a hail of gunfire at little Kevin Loomis's 9th birthday party.
It was unreal! Mass gunmen came out of the van and tried to capture the mime.
But the mime blew him away with his gun!
Yeah, and then the van tried to get away, but the mime shot at it.
And it blew up!
Best birthday party ever!
Warning, the following footage is graphic in nature and may be disturbing to some viewers.
This is a great birthday party, Mrs. Loomis.
Well, thank you, Timmy. We're gonna have cake and ice cream after the mime finishes his show.
Mrs. Loomis, are mimes supposed to talk?
What the hell's that idiot doing?
Kids, get down!
Great production.
Reaction to the deaths of the KAB members was overwhelming.
Those sons of bitches got exactly what they deserved. Finally, things can go back to normal around here.
All I know is, God bless the Second Amendment, God bless the NRA, and God bless Mike the Mime.
Okay. This is okay.
I'll have another Big John.
Sure thing, Doc.
Mike!
Hey, Doc.
I saw what you did on the news today. Quite the hero. We're all proud of you, my boy. It must have been some ordeal.
Doc, I'm okay, really.
I'm not crying about that. I mean, if you can't handle blowing some punk away, you shouldn't carry a gun.
Doc, are you all right?
I'll be fine. It's just that my beloved Jennifer passed away yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Doc.
Thank you, Mike.
Nah, your money's no good today, Mike. Way to get those bastards. Your Jacks and Cokes, they're on the house.
Well, thanks, Big John. Hell, I should kill terrorists every day and drink for free.
Okay, this is definitely unique. And I knew with a name like Mike the Mime, this was not going to be your typical thing. It is basically an audiobook, is what it sounds like, with some really good production. I think my biggest problem is I had no idea what I was getting into. Like, besides the fact that it's Mike the Mime, I like the fact that you're not afraid to do things that might offend people. So anytime you have a bunch of people getting out of a van going, yeah, 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 and a bunch of gunfire, I can just see people going, you can't say that. It paints people in a bad picture. And I like the fact that people got killed and the guy's like, best birthday party ever. So that was different. I just don't know. I guess because, you know, if somebody tells me about Breaking Bad and they say, oh, it's a, you know, it's a whatever he was, that thing. He was a teacher in high school. And the type of teacher helps make more sense. Physics, maybe? Chemistry, something like that. Who then turns around and sells meth. This is Mike the Mime. And the only thing that's weird about it is we get to hear behind the scenes what goes on with Mike. I don't know who the characters are. So it's kind of odd that I'm opening up a book. And even though that was actually episode one, I just have no idea what I'm getting into. Now, for me, I'm interested to see what goes on in the story if I'm not busy. Like, this was so weird that I'm like, it has a bit of a, if you ever watch the TV show Lost, where you watch it every week because you're like, I have no idea what I'm watching and I want to listen to more because I feel like I'm missing out on something, but I don't know what I'm missing out on because I'm confused. So you keep listening thinking you go, oh, that's what this is about. Except in Lost, they never kind of wrapped it up. And so if I had a ton of free time, I'd be like, I want to hear what this is because I don't understand it. Besides that Mike's a mime and there's some agency trying to kill clowns. And now whoever that doctor guy was is upset because he lost somebody. So it's an interesting story. Not sure enough of it sucked me in, besides the fact that it's just weird. You know, it's like, wait, what? People are getting killed at a birthday party. So I like the fact that it's really original. And if I had more free time, I would probably listen to this. So it's not a, like, wow, holy cow, you got to listen to this, because I don't know what I'm listening to. So that's my first impression. It's like, I do like the website. Whoever does your artwork is really good. It's really cool cartoons. Again, check out the website, Mike the Mime. And if you're like, how do you spell mime? It's MIME.com. And, you know, maybe you can tell me about the rest of the story. If you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, all you got to do is go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and there is no upsell. It's just $5. And it's not just my first impression. You just got your show in front of hundreds of people. So now if you want a full review, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. This is where I go over not just your first part of your show, the whole show, and your website, and your audio quality. And like earlier, I mentioned how Mike has really bad headlines for episode titles. They don't really make me entice me to click. And just to expand on that a little bit, if you think about it, radio and TV, when you turn them on, they start. And with a podcast app, it doesn't. You fire it up and you see how many shows have downloaded. And typically what gets you to click is the headline. So something to think about. And those are the kind of things we point out at the Podcast Review Show. We help you figure out what you're doing good. And then those things that need just a little bit of polish, check that out, podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.